Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Alan Zahowski from Lazy Acres Farm on West Street in Hadley. Now, Alan, you are a little bit sick, and you tell me that all of the farmers have the same bronchitis. Is this true?
Pretty true in my area. A lot of dust, a lot of molds, and we're all congested.
Is that common for farmers?
In the fall, it's fairly common, but this year, for whatever reason, it's epidemic.
Lazy Acres Farms, does that set a good mental state to get your farm workers to work hard to call it Lazy Acres like that?
Yeah, I tell them it's a joke.
Where did the name come from?
My father named it. His thought was, you got to give a farm a name that people can remember.
Yeah.
There are so many farms in this area with long names that have all consonants and no vowels. And if they're not
like
familiar,
Zahowski.
Well, we have a few vowels in mind.
Yeah, at least a few.
But a lot of SZ, CZs, and LK. So anyway, he figured, let's just keep it simple so people that are not familiar with those long, difficult names can remember it. And then his thought was, not lazy people, but the idea of a pastoral scene of lazy, laid-back land rolling along.
And now you do all wholesale at your farm, Lazy Acres. What are you wholesaling?
Well, I do a variety of squashes, some of them specialty items, sweet corn, pumpkins, and different ornamentals.
Although you do have a wagon that you can buy some of that stuff,
yeah,
right?
my big retail operation is the wagon on the Hadley Town Common near Esalen.
And a lot of grains. You were part of the movement for local grains in this area that has sprouted, bad pun, over the, the last couple of years.
Yeah, I grow wheat and several varieties of corn that are milled into flour and meal.
Who are you selling to in the area?
Pioneer Valley Heritage Grains. There's a few local bakeries, sometimes Hungry Ghost. One of the interesting markets is Plymouth Plantation.
You're selling your grain to Plymouth?
Well, yes and no. Plymouth bought the old grist mill in the center of the town of Plymouth. It's the oldest continual grist mill in the United States.
Hmm.
Started in the 1640s and is still going.
Wow.
They turned it into a museum and they do demonstrations of milling, and they have a small store attached to the mill where you can buy meal and flour, and they're featuring my grains because of the historic nature of my grains.
Do you have to dress up as a pilgrim when you bring it to Plymouth Plantation?
They come and pick it up, luckily.
Tell me about the historic nature of your grains, though.
Okay, my wheat is a variety.
First of all, love that you say wheat. Instead of wheat, like I say it. Say it as many times as you can, because I love hearing it.
My wheat is a variety called Red Lammas. It's a very old variety that came out of England, and the pilgrims tried growing it on Cape Cod in the sand way back in the 1600s. It didn't do well. It does excellently in the alluvial plain in the valley here. I think I can safely say I'm the only person in North America growing it. Huh. I got the seed. UMass did a wheat study years ago, and they gathered rare wheat varieties from around the world, and they grew tiny little plots up at Sugarloaf and invited locals to come see and asked if anyone wanted to multiply it. So I started with two heads of seed and just kept multiplying them, and now I grow quite a few acres.
Tell me about what it's like as a grain.
It's a red winter wheat. It's got incredible flavor, and I score high on my protein. I have my grains analyzed. And modern varieties are bred to feed a hungry world, and they will produce more pounds per acre, but they generally are lower in protein.
Hmm.
Mine's higher in protein, really wonderful flavor. It's great to work with.
What's good to make with it?
Bread, rolls, whatever you would ordinarily make with flour. I grow a few varieties of milling corn, and one of them, probably myself and the Wampanoag Indians, are the only people growing it.
Wow.
Plymouth Plantation Horticultural Center worked with UMass Waltham. Now, I don't know how they did this, but they took descendant stock and they bred backwards.
Mm.
And they came up with the 8-row multicolor Flint corn that the natives were growing on the coast when the pilgrims arrived.
Wow.
And again, I grow that. It's
and that's not for eating on the cob.
This is for milling into meal and flour.
Right. Which is why there's always the joke about why do they call it corn on the cob instead of corn off. But it's really because people didn't eat corn on the cob until more recently, right?
These varieties, they would eat it when it was in the milk state.
Uh-huh.
But more commonly, it was grown for milling.
I love learning about agricultural history. I think it's a fascinating piece of the puzzle of this area. And then you bring the... You at least a few vowels, but a lot of consonants to it, which is another fascinating piece of the agriculture in the area.
I want to ask this of Alan, because a lot of times we're bringing, why it is so amazing to be a farmer in this area because of the community support. And yet that doesn't take away from the fact that it is so challenging to be a farmer.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you some of the challenges we're dealing with, what a lot of businesses are dealing with. Our cost of production is skyrocketing, and our wholesale prices are lagging behind a couple of decades.
Mm.
And if you have a bad year with bad weather, It's a disaster. Climate change, a whole variety of factors have given us nightmare diseases, Phytophthora capsaceae. It will wipe out cucurbit crops. So that's a tremendous economic loss.
What does cucurbit mean?
Oh, well, anything that has a vine, cucumbers, squashes.
Oh, I see.
Then locally, just locally, given the geography of this area, some of the problems we're facing in my Hadley farm area, traffic. Mm-hmm. We're moving with tractors and large, slow-moving farm equipment. The Route 9 corridor is a nightmare. I call it the Iron Curtain.
Uh-huh.
It cuts Hadley in half.
Yeah.
Then you've got the 47 corridor. Absolutely a nightmare. Every farmer will tell you, we go through hell with the traffic. Close calls, I've been run into. So many accidents and near misses.
So how do you go about trying to figure out, is there another niche you can move into like you have with the Heritage Grains?
Just keep sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep sniffing the air. And as soon as you smell something, walk in that direction and check it out.
Alan Zahowski from Lazy Acres Farm, growing Heritage Grains. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.